Sarva-siddhanta-ratnadya, Sarva-loke-kadrika-prada, Sarva-bhagavata-prana, Srimad-bhagavatam-prabho, Kalitun-toritaritya, Sri Krishna-parivartita, Paramananda-pataya-prema-varsakshara-yate, Sarva-dra-sarvi-sevyaya, Sri Krishna-yana-mostate, Madhigabandhu-mad-sangana-mad-gurur-mad-mahadana, Madhistaraka-mad-bhagya-mad-anandana-mostate, Asaro saro dadhaya nati nechu chataraka ha namuncha kadacha namam prem narat kanta yaspura. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 17, 11? Yep. Verse 11, the history of Kaliya. Atra pravishya garudo yari matsyan sakhadati sadhya prana viyujeta Satyam etad bravinyaham. Hey, I got a lot of stuff to give you today. So kindly excuse me. We're going to do synonyms real quick because we got a lot of stuff to carry up. Atra, in this lake. Pravishya, entering. Garuda. Yadi, if, Matsyan, the fish, Saha, he, Kadati, eats, Sadhya, immediately, Pranai, of his force of life, Viyojeta, will become deprived, Satyam, truthfully, Etat, this, bravimi, am speaking, aham, I. Translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. If Garuda ever again enters this lake and eats the fish here, he will immediately lose his life. What I'm saying is the truth. Purport. The Acharyas explain in this regard that because of Saubhari Muni's material attachment and affection for a fish, he failed to see the situation from the spiritual viewpoint. The ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes his fall down for this offense. Because of false pride, Saubhari Muni lost his power of austerity and with it his spiritual beauty and happiness. When Garuda became to the Yamuna, Saubhari Muni thought, although he may be a personal associate of the Supreme Lord, I will still curse him and even kill him if he disobeys my order. Such an offensive attitude against an exalted Vaishnava will certainly destroy one's auspicious position in life. As the ninth canto describes, Saubhari Muni married many beautiful women and suffered greatly in their association. But because he had once become glorious by taking shelter of the Jamuna River and Sri Vrindavan, he was ultimately delivered. End of the purport. Vrindavane ramanareti prasiddha bhumo tatrapi krishna balarama supadamule jnanam param paramai krishna sudharma chuktam dandastudeva prabhupada namo namaste sangasara dukkha jalado patitasya kama krodhari nakrama korai kavali kritasya durvashana nikaritasya narasrayasya chaitanya chandrama madehe padavalambam jaladara shashivarno gopavesha kishoro Sahachara Ganavrindai, Kridamana Vrije Sho, Natabara Chitave Sho, Nilapitam Varadyo, Jagada Janana He To, Rama Krishna Noto Asmi, Vanchakalpa Durabhyascha Kripa Sundabhavacha, Pitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the curse of Saubhari Muni is mentioned for the devotee's edification. what it was. So the word Garuda means one who bestows respect. Garuda, one who bestows respect on people. So Garuda is pretty nice, actually. It mentions also that when he's carrying the Supreme Lord, his wings, his flapping of his wings, the Samaveda emanates from his wings. Not bad. So there's a lot of things you get, even though he's the feathered carrier of Lord Vishnu, a lot of things you get from Garuda. Sometimes the Supreme Lord takes other people with him, with Garuda. Like he took his wife Satyabhama with him once to kill Narakasura. And also, there is a story that once when Garuda was flying over Ganga, he grabbed a water snake and in his talons to eat him. And this water snake touched the Ganga. And when he touched the Ganga, he became a resident of the spiritual world. So Garuda put him on his back and carried him back to Vaikuntha. So it's not too bad, you know. Garuda has got a lot of good qualities, and he does carry a lot of people, you know, to the spiritual world. And Garuda's wings are pretty neat. He's got a lot of wonderful qualities, you know. And he does give respect. It says, bestow Garuda. He bestows respect. He bestows good qualities upon people. Garuda. So it's not bad. He's got a lot of wonderful qualities. And considering all his wonderful qualities, well, Sarbodhimuni shouldn't have cursed him. Of course, and then it mentioned that Sarbodhimuni, as Dravida Prabhu mentioned yesterday, that, you know, he transformed himself into a beautiful fellow, and then all the girls, first of all, he was ugly. And he went to Mandatama, and it goes, well, my daughters accept you. I ain't got nothing to say, you know, because he didn't want to get cursed by the sage either, you know. So, you know, like this. So the girl said, that fellow, I don't want him, you know. And then he transformed himself into a beautiful fellow, and then all the girls wanted him. So then he got married. He got married to 50 princesses, and he had a lot of children from them, it was described. And, well, legal or illegal, you know, marriage life is hell. You know, when you have your own problems, that's called hell. When other people's know about it, it's called hell on wheels. So he had trouble, you know, but because of taking shelter in the Jamuna, you know, he was purified, and therefore, he eventually got delivered anyway, you know, by the grace of Jamuna Rani. You know, it's not bad, you know, like this. Vasasuna, what happened? All right. If you find the file, then let me know. And if you don't... Hey. What I have is, what I'm trying to show all the devotees, is two things. The glories of Amala from Hari Bhakti Vilas and Tulsi Dhatri Mahatmyam. The glories of Tulsi and the Amla tree, Dhatri, in from Kriya Yoga Sara Khanda, chapter 24 of Padma Purana. And both are pretty extensive. So, you know, the file is there. Nah, I sent it to you. Here. Huh? No, it's not in the flash drive. It's not in the flash drive. It's in the internet. Anyway. We're going to give it to you anyway, you know. And later on you'll get it eventually, you know, like that. Whoever wants it can have it. From Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 4, verse 307 through 308. Taktak Krishnarpita Mala Darya Tulasi Dalehi Padmakshais Tulasi Kashte Falar Datrascha Nirmita. Thereafter, one should decorate himself by putting on a flower garland that was offered to Lord Krishna, as well as a garland made of tulsi leaves, lotus seeds, tulsi wood, or amalaki fruit. According to one's taste, a Vaishnava can decorate his head, ears, arms, and wrists with ornaments made from tulsi wood. Basically, not only that shloka, but there's other shlokas also, that tulsi garlands offered to the Supreme Lord can be accepted on your neck. You can wear them. Pretty good. Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 4, verse 316 to 318. Mala dharana nityata tatreva kartika prasange. In the Kartika Prasanga section of Skanda Purana, it stated, datri falakritam malam kantastam yovahin nahi vaishnavo sahi vigeyo vishnu puja rato yadi. Shloka 316. A person who doesn't wear neck beads made of amalaki fruit cannot be called a Vaishnava, even though he engages in the worship of Lord Vishnu. Poor, pretty heavy.
That includes most of
your Vanishtan. Yeah, basically. We're trying to get it together. The problem is that you need to get some, you know, some young puppy and warm places, you know, Miami, you know, like that, you know, and, well, they're growing stuff because there's nothing like a wife and kids to spend money. So basically, they grow stuff, they grow it. And then I figured out from the top of my brain, there's about 8 products you could make out of amla. You could make soap, you know, you could make dried amla, you could make muraba jam, you can make necklaces, you can crush the seeds and make amla oil. Pundarik Vidyanidhi's hair was always fragrant with amla oil. And you can use Trifala Churna, you know. With Trifala Churna is basically three fruits. Basically, it's Haritaki, Bibitaki, and amla. It's for old persons to eliminate. And Chawan Prash, you know, you can do that. Chyawanprash is basically 30% amla. Not that, as a rejuvenative. Not bad, you know. And there's other stuff too, you know. I was thinking of that, and I thought, well, once somebody starts a business, then they'll probably think of other stuff too. Because economic development means create a need and then fill it. So, we organized yesterday with Indradumra Prabhu some nursery. And Fort Myers has got 86 amla trees, and they're sending it to us, you know, and it'll be here in about 8 days or so, and then devotees can take them, you know. It's basically first come, first serve, because we only got 86, and then we'll see what happens next year, like that, or we'll try to get it from other places as well. As Ma Duty said, the wheel that squeaks the loudest gets greased first. So, you know, it's basically, if you want it, yell, you know. Or if you want it, you know, tell our people and then we'll give it to you, you know, like that. And it's basically first come, first serve, because once it's gone, it's gone. And I was thinking about it, you know. Basically, if you put it in a pot, which people will do, because 3 months of the year, it's cool here, you know, then you have to keep it with your tulsi. And in Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam, Srila Vyasadeva mentioned that whatever you get from tulsi, you can get from amla. Pretty cool, you know? Srila Vyasadeva said that's pretty interesting, you know, like that. So basically, if you put it in a pot, you're only going to get a tree about this high. So then I figured, how do you use the leaves in Krishna's service? Because it mentions in the forbidden places to serve Krishna, then it says, those who want, Sanatan Pad quotes, that those who don't want to decrease their duration of life should not collect tulsi on Dvadashi or Datri leaves on Banavaram on Sunday in the month of Kartik. Then in Shloka 51 of Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam, it mentions about using the leaves. So I thought, there are two Sanskrit pramanams there, but nobody knows, which means that those generations have died off. You know, a lot of generations have died off since those shlokas were compiled and put in shastras for people to read. So it must be there. So then one Marathi devotee in Wellington, New Zealand, gave me some urals to look at, you know, on how to use, how datri leaves are medicinal, Ayurvedic, it's good. It's good for high blood pressure. It, you know, staunches the blood. It does all types of good stuff, you know, like that. So, fine, you know, because unless people know how it is. Next thing is how to grow it, because the seeds are a mess. It's not easy. It's not, Tulsi seeds are small. You can pass them out to everybody. But datri, that's a little bit harder. So, how to grow it from seed. So I got that also. You cut the fruit off a little bit and plant the seed in the ground and it'll grow, you know. So I've got 410 fruits I brought from Bali and I left them in India. And, you know, we'll plant a few of them in the ground and see how it works, you know, like that. Otherwise, the easiest one is to get a tree from the nursery. It's not easy to get a tree from the nursery. Like I said, we're getting 86. And what about the rest of the community? The community's like 700 people. Then it means, you know, it means get a fruit and plant it in the ground and try your luck. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. Now, pictures of what Amalaki necklaces are look like are given. If perchance the beads crack and break due to the passage of time, like your Tulsi beads, you maintain them by gluing them back together. Stick some stupid epoxy or whatever you got to do. Now, there's another fellow, I'm trying different things. There was a South Indian devotee who I saw in Kumbh Mela who told me that in his childhood, he saw Brahmins wearing Amalaki necklaces with gold and silver like that. And what they did is they dried the fruit around the seed. And this way it protects the seed from cracking like that. So you can sleep with it and like that, you know. That What's going to cause the seed to crack? Probably rolling over on it when you're resting and all types of stuff, you know, like that. And sometimes time breaks it. So then when time breaks it, you got to glue it together. That's all. Stick it and glue it together. Garuda Purana had stated, Darayanti ye na malam haituka papa buddhaya narakan na nivartate dagda ko pagnina hare. Persons who do not wear neck beads and are sinful and fond of dry arguments are burnt by the fire of Sri Hari's anger and thus go to reside in hell. Ata eva skande. Therefore, in the Skanda Purana it is said, Na jaya tulasi maalam, datri maalam vaseshataha, mahapataka sam hantrim, dharma kam artha dehinim. One should not fail. This is shloka number 4, chapter 4, verse 318. One should not fail to wear Tulsi beads and especially Amalaki beads. This practice destroys all sinful reactions and awards one success in religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. Digdarshini, Tikka, by Sanatan Pat. Na jayat nityatvat datri malam cha nityetve pi phalam darshayati visheshata samyak Tayati artha yadva visejato datri malam na jayat iti tan nityatvam nitaram abhipretam. The garlands of Amalaki beads should not be left from constant use. It is fruitful by constant use too. Especially propriety balance is obtained, is the meaning. Especially the garland of Amalaki beads should not be left. Its constant use is very much intended. Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 4, verse 323. Through 330. Skande, in Skanda Purana it stated, Ratri phala krita mala tulasi kashta sambhava dushate yasya dehi tu savai bhagavatottama tulasi dala jam malam kantastam vahate tuyaha vishnu tirnam visheshena sanamasyo divokasham tulasi jalada mala datri phala krita picha Dadati papinam muktim kimpunar vishnu sevanam. A devotee who is decorated with garlands of datri fruit and tulsi beads is a topmost Vaishnava. One who honors the remnants of Lord Vishnu's tulsi leaves become worshipable by the demigods. So what can be said about those who serve Lord Vishnu 24 hours a day? Garlands of tulsi leaves and amalaki fruit can award salvation to even the most sinful people. Tatraiva kartika prasange. So it's not bad to give tulsi mala or amla malas, if it's available, to your relatives yesterday. It was funny that somebody asked an arborist, what season is a good time to plant a fruit tree? Last season. It's pretty funny. Well, shubhasitra sa sigram. If something is auspicious, do it immediately. Sigram means immediately, but it's nice. Do it yesterday, you know? Now, what the pramanams about offering tulsi beads. I've got two. And from Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam, I've got another two. So basically, it says, in Vishnu Dharmotra, it says, asucham, they're not clean. Anacharo, they're condemnable. Mamaveti, they'll achieve me eventually. Nasamsaya, don't doubt it. Okay, let's have a doubt, right? Let's voice a doubt. What happens if, let's let our relative, grandmother, grandfather, meat eater, whatever it is, drunkard, the last 8 days before they leave, who eats meat or drinks liquor? Then you bring Tulsi Rani into the hospital, right? Well, what happens if they die of a stroke or a massive heart attack and you kick yourself in your teeth? So offer it to the deities and put it on their necks yesterday. Basically, that's it. Kartik Prasanga section of Skanda Purana. Actually, Skanda Purana's got a whole Datri Mahatmyam, the glories of Datri, of Amla, that I didn't even look at yet. Of course, the Tava Brahmins say that whatever you want, you can probably find it in Skanda, because Skanda Purana is really big. Got a lot there. Yata punas tulasi malam kritva kante janardanum pujayat punyam abnoti prati pushpam gavayutam. 326. One who engages in the worship of Sri Janardana while wearing tulsi beads accumulates piety, equivalent to giving 10,000 cows in charity for each of his flower offerings. Yava dinani vahate datri malam kalo naraha tavad yuga sahasrani vaikunte vasatir bhavet. 329. Mala jugmam yo nityam datri tulasi sambhavam vahate kantade secha kalpakotim divam vaset. In the age of Kali, a person becomes qualified to reside in Vaikuntha for as many thousands of years as the number of days he keeps a bead made of amalaki fruit around his neck. A person who always wears a bead made of datri fruit and tulsi in his neck becomes eligible to reside in the heavenly planets for millions of kalpas. Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 13, verse 308 to 309. Tulsi patra nikarai nityam pujayase harim pundram vibarshi dehi tvam gopi chandana sambhavam. Gautam Muni, speaking to Ambarish Maharaj, do you worship Lord Hari every day with offering of tulsi leaves? Do you decorate your body with tilak every day? Vibarshi kante tvam nityam datri phala samudbhavam malam makayuta samam tulasi patra sambhavam. Do you wear beads made of amalaki fruit on your neck? Do you place in your head the tulsi garland was offered to the Lord? So there's another shloka that you can offer. You can put on your body tulsi garlands offered to the Lord. Not bad. Now, we'll give you this. I gave it to Keshava and I gave it to Vyasasana. Let them download it and have fun. And pass it out, of course. Let's see. I've got it in another place. It's always best to have a backup plan, plan B, you know, specifically when you're downloading stuff, you know. Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam. Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam is neat in one sense because it's got a lot of interesting shlokas about Tulsi Devi that no one has ever seen before. It's pretty good. Sutuvacha, akadasya phalam shrutva suprito janmanis tataha kritanjala uvachedam krishna dvaipanayam prabhum. Suta Goswami said, being very much pleased on hearing the result of the akadasi vow, Jaimini, with the palms of his hands joined, spoke these words to Lord Krishna dvaipana vyasa dev. Jaimini uvacha, Vishnu devasya mahatmyam tvat prasada shrutam maya tulasya bruhi mahatmyam shunvatam papanashanam. Sage Jaimini said, through your grace I have heard the greatness of Lord Vishnu. Now please tell me about the greatness of Tulasi, which destroys the sins of the sinners. In the Padma Purana, in a conversation of Devaduta and Vikundala, it is said, Anyanya manasa nityam tulasi stotayo naraha pitra deva manushanam priyo bhavati sarvada. Person with an unwavering heart glorifies Tulsi with prayers, becomes very dear to the devas, pitas, and human beings. Quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 114. Hari Bhakti Vilas 9.174 says, Tulasi titi cha yo bruyat trikalam vandane yadi nityam sa goho sahasra phalam apnoti bhushura. O exalted Brahman, one who simply utters the word Tulasi three times a day achieves the benefit of giving 1,000 cows in charity every day. Not bad. Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 176 says, Shruta bilasita turshtva ropatra sin chita natha tulasi dahate papam jugantagnir ivakilam. Just as everything is burnt to ashes by the fire at the time of annihilation, all of one's sinful reactions are burnt to ashes simply by hearing the glories of Tulasi, as well as by seeing her, planting her, watering her, and offering obeisances to her. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, 19, 14, 19, it said, Yatagni susum sumradarchi karoti adhamsi bashmasha tatha mad vishaya bhaktir udhavai nangsi kritsnasa. Madhur Uddhava, just as blazing fire turns firewood into ashes, similarly devotion unto me completely burns to ashes sins committed by my devotees. This is what page is this? This is Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam. This is page 12. So you found Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam. Who what? He's doing something. We don't know what he's doing, but he's doing something. Did you find page 12? By glorifying Ganga, 12. It's 13. This is page 13 now. Text number 3. Srimati Tulsi Devi. You need shloka 3. And just before that. That was in a Pakshi. No. Three. By glorifying Ganga. Go down. Go further. I don't think you got the same thing. Go further. I don't think you got the same thing. No. Go up. No. Shloka 3 is Vyasuvacha Indriyadhyar Devatak Sarvais. All right. Says, huh? Vyasa said, O Brahmana, revered Tulsi should be always worshiped, always by the demigods headed by Indra. This worship gives one the fruit of the four goals of human life. Okay. You got an old version. Huh? Hmm. Padma Purana, in a conversation of Devaduta Vakundala, it says, even the demigods headed by Brahma worship the Tulsi plant and the Devadasis in the fortnights of the waning and waxing moon. Hari Bhakti Vilas 9:13. 4. Swarge Marke Chapatale. Right. Tulasi Durlabhashatam. Chatur Varga Phala Praptis Tasyam Bhakti Kuroti Vai. For an impious person, Tulsi is difficult to obtain in heaven and the mortal world and in the nether world. One who is devoted to her attains the four goals of human life. Yeah. Now one may ask, one can see Tulsi plant everywhere. How is Tulsi difficult to obtain? One may have a Tulsi plant nearby, but without intense service, one can hardly know where she is. Lord Krishna says the same thing in Gita. 7.3, Manushanam Sahasreshu Kashchit Yatati Siddhayi Yatatham Abhisiddhanam Kashchit Imam Bhititat Fata. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. Of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Same thing applies to Tulsi. Just because you have a Tulsi doesn't mean one knows the truth of Tulsi in truth. Gasya Samhita, it says, Chaturnam Abhivarnanam Ashramanam Viseshataha Strinam Cha Purusham Cha Purushananga Cha Pujitishtam dadati hi. Tulasi ropita shekta drishtaspishta chapavayet aradita taprayadnena sarvakama phala prada. Tulasi fulfills all the desires of anyone from the four varnas and ashramas who engages in her worship. Planting Tulsi, watering her, taking darshan, and touching her awards one purification of his existence. By worshipping her with devotion, all of one's desires are fulfilled. Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 109 through 110. Brihad Naradiya Purana, the end of Yajna Dvaja's story, it is said, Durlabha Tulasi Seva, Durlabha Sangata Satim, Durlabha Hari Bhaktis Cha, Samsara Navapadinam. Service to Tulsi is very rarely obtained, as is association of devotees and devotional service to Lord Hari. In this ocean of material existence, which entails repeated dearth, these three are the only protectors. From Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 170. Now, why would sinful men who exploit her body get Tulsi's association? They must have performed some pious activity in previous lives to get that benefit. It's another thing, it's interesting, it's one of her strategies. Because, although Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis of substance don't like to use medicine, Tulsi for medicine, there are other people who do. And basically, she is transcendental to her body. Her body is meant for us to serve to become purified. Although we don't, the other people who do use her for medicine. And there's so many recipes in Charak Samhita and Shushruta Samhita. Now, previously, everything was offered. So, because nowadays in Kali Yuga, nothing is offered. Therefore, the potency of herbal medicine is going down day by day as a result. So, what can we say to people who exploit her body for sense gratification? Well, if she's offered to Vishnu, the medicine will be more potential. That's the only thing we can say. 5. Yatraikas tulasi vrikshas tishtat apichasam tisattama tatraiva tridasha sarve brahma vishnu shivadaya. O best of the sages, demigods headed by Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva dwell at that place where even one tulsi plant stands. Well, in Pundarik Das Tulsi Stotra Shloka 9, he says that that wherever Tulsi is, all the demigods are there at all the time. And Tulsi Upanishad, Shloka 7, it says there that all that Yanamule Sarvatirtani Yanamadye Brahma Devata Yadagre Veda Shastrani Tulasi Tvam Namamyaham. It's also very similar to a shloka by Tyagaraj wrote in his song that Tulasi Jagat Janani, where he says Yanamule Sarvatirtani Yanagre Sarvadevata Yanamadye Sarvavedaischa Tam tulasim tvam namamyaham. So, where are they? Pundarik Das is a pocket diplomat. He says the demigods are there. He didn't say where. He's not going to wait in the conference. They're out in the middle, they're on the top, they're there. That was an interesting thing. He's a diplomat, you know. She's a proper diplomat. She doesn't take sides between Radha and Krishna. She likes them both. Vrindadevi is a very proper diplomat, you know. and Pundarik Das is also a proper diplomat, you know. So it's very funny that Vidyamata, Bhaktisiddhanta's wife, as Prabhupada in 76, said, how do you worship the Myra Balan tree? Because those trees are not in Los Angeles. Prabhupada said, I just worship Tulsi Devi, that includes all tree worship. So when I saw that, I thought, he's just putting her off, you know, like that. My dear daughter, don't twist your brain around that, you know. Why are you worried about that, you know? Forget about that. But then when I saw that shloka, I thought, my God, he literally meant it. That Tulsi Devi is basically one-stop shopping. You get everything there. Everything you need, you get from her. As long as you love her, everything is there. It's pretty cool. Samantak Devatak Sarva Siddhacharana Panaga Yanamuli Sarvatirtani Yanamadhyay Brahma Devata Yadagre Veda Shastrani Tam Tulasim Tam Namamyaham. Around you, all the Upadevas, such as the denizens of Siddhalok, Charnalok, and celestial serpents are situated. I offer my respects to that Tulsi at whose root all places of pilgrimage are situated, whose middle Lord Brahma and the demigods stay, and who the top the Vedic scriptures rest. Tulsi, friend of Lakshmi, you're all auspicious. You propel, dispel sins and bestow the merits of pious activity. Shloka 6. Keshava patra madhye cha patrage saprajapati patra vrininte shivas tishtet tulasya sarvadaivahi. Lord Keshava always dwells in the middle of the Tulsi leaf, Brahma at the tip of the leaf, and Lord Shiva at the base of the stem of the leaf. Shloka 7. Lakshmi sarva sati chaiva gayadi chandika tatha sarvas chanya deva patnya tat patreshu vasanti cha. Lakshmi Saraswati, Gayatri, Chandika, and the wives of the demigods, other demigods as well, dwell in the leaves of the Tulsi plant. Not bad. You basically got everybody. Narada Muni is stated in the Kartika Mahatmya section of Padma Purana, Uttarakhanda. Pativratena vrindaso harim aradhya karmana purva janma asole be krishna samyogam uttamam. Setting an ideal example of chastity, Vrindadevi had worshipped Lord Hari in her previous life and thereby attained this most glorious position, the union with Lord Krishna. Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 7, verse 277. Brahma Vivarta Purana, 4, 17, 203, 205. And 4:17, 207, 208 also mentions the marriage of Vrindadevi and Lord Hari. From Durvasa Muni, Shri Vrindadevi received a rare mantra of Lord Krishna's names. Renouncing everything, she left home, went to the forest to perform austerities. 60,000 years, she performed austerities in a secluded place. Handsome, smiling Lord Krishna, who dearly loves his devotees, appeared before her and said, "Please ask for a boon." She at once asked, "Please be my husband." He replied, "So be it." And he enjoyed with her in a secluded place for a long time. She happily went with Lord Krishna to Goloka. She became the best of the gopis. She was almost equal to Sri Radha herself. She's also been glorified and celebrated in the last day of the lunar month of Kartik in the marriage ceremony, Tulsi Shalagram, described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 20, verse 342 and 363. Indra Agni Samanas Chaiva Naritir Varanas Tata Pavanas Cha Kuveras Cha Tachakayam Vasantyamim. Indra, Agni, Yamaraj, Nariti, Vayu, Varuna, Vayu, and Kuvera dwell in the plants of the Tulsi plant. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 89, Verses 43 through 44, in the word forward meanings, it says Nariti is the subordinate god of death, distinct from Lord Yamaraj. 9. Adityadi Graha Sarave, Vishve Devas Chasaravada. Vaishnava Manayas Chaiva Tata Devarshayokila. All planets like the sun, the Vishwadevas, the Vasus, as well as all sages and all divine saints always reside in her. We're always, people are worried about grahas, auspicious planets, and unauspicious planets. They're all with her. Don't worry about it. Of course, you can do other things, like Shanishchara Krita Narasimha Stuti, prayers by Shanishchara Tanarahari. In shloka number 7, he says, if you're meditating on how Lord Narahari is killing Hiranyakasipu, you become purified of all sins and effects of ghosts or unwanted living entities, fevers, obstacles, bad planets, your fear of that become destroyed. So at the end of these prayers, then Narahari said, I'm very pleased with you, Shani. Now please ask a benediction which is only good for the people. My dear Lord, if you're pleased with my offering, please bless me that whoever reads this becomes free of fear of me and develops love for you. And Narahari said, Tatostu. Pretty cool. So if you're having problems with any of those things, then you can chant Shanishchara Krita Narasimha Stuti every day, worship Narahari, or on Saturday, Shanivara, Saturday, which is dedicated to Lord Shani. Could do. These are different things that one can do. Koti Pramanda Madhyesu, text number 10. Yanti Tirtha Nibhutale, Tulasi Dalamashatya Tanyeva Nivasanti Vai. All holy places in the millions of universes as well as on the earth are sheltered in Tulsi leaves. Padma Purana Vaishaka Mahatmyam, it said, Pushkaradini Tirtani Gangaya Saratastata Vasudevadayo Deva Vasanti Tulasi Dale. Pushkar and other holy places, Ganga and all other holy rivers, as well as Lord Krishna and all other deities reside in every Tulsi leaf. Hari Bhakti Vilas, Chapter 9, verse 143. Sloka 11. Tulasim sevite yastu bhakti bhava samanvita. Sevatas tena tirtas tya deva brahma dayas tata. All holy places and demigods like Brahma are worshipped automatically by one who devotedly worships Tulsi. Not bad. In Skanda Purana it said, Yasya nabhi satam patram muke sirasi karnayo tulasi sambhav sambhavam nityam tirthas tasya makais chakim. What's the use of many pilgrimages and yagyas for a person who places on his mouth, head, ears, and navel a tulsi leaf offered to Lord Hari? Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 200. Madhva Vaishnavas especially are famous for putting tulsi leaf prasadam in the crux of their ears. This verse proves it. Others may have to put that prasadam leaf in the mouth of a dying animal or human being. So to keep it handy is important service. Of course, there's another thing. Suppose, what happens if you don't? What happens if you don't got it and somebody's croaking, you know? What do you do, you know? So it says in Hari Bhakti Vilas that chapter 7, verse 263, if you don't have tulsi for any reason, you can touch a tulsi stick as an offering to tulsi, do the offering, or invoke her name. And the name is also very powerful, as we said, you know, like this. So if you don't have a tulsi leaf with you, and some animal's dying or something, sometimes you run over a cat with your car or something like that, you know, you never know, like this, some bird, something like that, right? Then if you don't have a tulsi leaf to throw in their prasadam to throw in their mouth, then you can chant the name of tulsi. That'll help them. Text 12. Chandanti trinajalani tulasi mulajaniye taddeyastam brahmahatyam chinnati tatkshanadhari. Lord Hari immediately destroys the sin that says, if one who murders a Brahmin or removes mass of grass at the root of tulsi, Lord Hari immediately removes the sin, destroys the sin, stays in their body. Not bad. See, sometimes grass grows around tulsi's roots. Like this, even in pots, you sometimes get other weeds or other stuff like that growing in there. So when you clean that, you're getting benefit.
Every time we kill a Brahmin, we should do that.
We're not advocating killing Brahmanas. Nobody advocates that, you know, but anyway, you're getting benefit by simply removing grass or weeds from around Tulsi's pot. The thing about it is that it doesn't mean that the government's not doing their duty of chastising somebody, imprisoning somebody, you know, like that. But what's interesting is not the reaction you get, but the mentality of somebody, you know. Like sometimes prisoners, after undergoing prison, they become very remorseful, they become very humble, their life changes, like that. So, in retrospect, sometimes the imprisonment is not bad for some people. Huh? Very heavy sin? It depends. It depends for heavy sins. There's capital punishment, but you know. Yeah, for capital punishment is not bad according to. In the Narada Purana, Yamaraj tells King Bhagirath, "Trinani tulasi mulat yavan apa hinoti vai tavatir brahmahatya hi chenat evan asangshaya." When a person removes the blades of grass growing in Tulsi's roots, with each blade of grass he becomes free from the sin of killing Brahmins. Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 165. Hey, it's almost, you know, we got some time. Still got some time. 9 o'clock is coming up. We got some time. Story 13. Grishmakali dvija sresta sugandai shitalaya jalai tulasi sejanama kritava naro Nirvanam apnuyat. O best of brahmanas, by sprinkling the tulsi plants with cool, fragrant water in the summer, one obtains liberation. Not bad. Narada Purana, Yamaraj tells King Bhagirath, Tulasim sinchayad yastu chulu kudaka matrakam chiroda shayana saradam vashesh achandra tarakam. One who pours even a small quantity of water at the root of a tulsi plant will gain the associated Supreme Lord, resides in the ocean of milk for as long as the sun, the moon, sky, and the shri. Hari Bhakti Vilas 9:116. Offering water is cool. Offering things to tulsi is cool. Be very careful not to overwater her. When you overwater a tulsi, it gets these little black tips on the leaves. This is the first sign of root rot. Basically, you are killing your tulsi with love. You know. So offering water is nice, but for her service. Therefore, we're advocating people use a probe. I showed a probe to Rohit, our godbrother, in Vancouver. And, you know, I said the back of the probe doesn't say anything for Asimam Sanctum or anything like that. So how are we supposed to know? And he said, well, whether it's fluffy dirt or hard-packed dirt, keep her footprint dry. Tulsi likes it really dry, you know, like that. You can spray her off. She loves a bath, but she really likes her footprint dry, you know, like that. So keep the tulsi. How often? It depends on the heat. How often? It depends on the heat, like that, the heat factor, how much you offer. In winter, it can be as less as like once every 10 days. And if it's sunny and hot, then once every 2 days. Like that. You have to water the tulsi completely, you know, like that. Basically, you don't want her to wilt, that's for sure. And the probe is really good. Well, it's basically a 3-in-1. It gives moisture, pH, and water. Lights, moisture, and pH. So it tells you if your lights are bad. If you're not getting tulsi manjariks in the winter, your lights are trash, you know. And Lajwan shouldn't be such a big problem, you know. But it gets cold in the winter, so people have to keep her indoors. If you keep her indoors, you should have good lamps. I'm talking about real good ones, like sodium vapor ones, really good. Patrika Das in Chicago made for me a light chart, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, of lights. Because some lights that people buy are just literally trash. They do absolutely nothing, you know. And once people spend money in a wrong way, then for 4 or 5 years, she's stuck with it. And it doesn't do much, you know, for her. And if anything, you know, the lamps are lousy. Of course, blind uncle is better than no uncle at all. But basically, you should give her something good, not something lousy, you know. And she's not a poor girl. There was a lady in Wales, when I was talking about giving Tulsi a lamp in cold climates, she goes, now how am I going to convince my husband of this expenditure? Because in UK, they got value-added taxes on air out there, really expensive. So I said, oh, I got an idea. You put a hundi, you put a donation box in front of your Tulsi. When you see her, you put £1 the slot, tick, and after 6 months, you got enough for your lamp. It cost £180 for a lamp. You know, a sodium vapor lamp. And then she wrote me a letter 7 months later that, can't believe it. We got, you know, business opportunities. We didn't see money flying all over. And I said, yeah, see, she's not a poor girl. She'll pay for it. Sarva Sobhagyavardhini, she'll pay for it. You know, she's not a poor girl. Everyone's opulence is expanded by her. Shloka 14. Well, the benefit of Tulsi Jala Dan Vrata in the hot season, well, that benefits are mentioned there. Shloka 14. Chandra Taptam Chachatramava Tasya Yas Tu Prayachati Visheshato Nidhageshu Samuktai Sarvapatakai. He who provides Tulsi with moonlight or an umbrella, especially during summer, is freed from all sins. Hot summer months. I remember when I did Govardhan Parikrama. We were wondering, how can Govardhan tolerate this intense heat? When no one puts an umbrella over a Govardhan hill. How can you tolerate? See, if you have an umbrella during the heat, during the sun, it's like 10 degrees cooler underneath that umbrella. So that's why people like umbrellas. Shloka 15. Vaishakhe kshatra dara bhir abhirayas tulasim janai sanchayat yo Svamedasya Falam Prabnoti Nityasa. One who daily sprinkles the tulsi plant with continuous streams of water during the month of Vaishak obtains the fruit of a horse sacrifice. This is referring when one keeps a tulsi plant outside. Naturally, you should avoid both extremes of under and overwatering her, either inside or outside. Shloka 16. Prasrodaka matrena tulasyam yasis sage yet so peace vargam avapnoti sarva papa vivarjita. He who sprinkles the tulsi plant with water from an outstretched hand is freed from all sins and obtains heaven. Skanda Prana stit. Devalayesu sarvesu punya kshetresu yo naraha vapaya tulasim punyam tat tirtham chakrapanina gatayair yantra ghatibhischa sinchitam tulasi vamam jala darabhir viprindra Prinitam Bhuvanatrayam. Exalted Brahman, all sacred places are temples of the Supreme Lord, where devotees plant the sacred tulsi tree or transform into most sanctified places of Lord Hari. Carries a chakra in his hand. By watering a forest of tulsi plants, one satisfies all the inhabitants of the three worlds. From Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 121 through 122. Padma Purana Kartika Mahatmyam had said, Yadagrihe tulasi bhati rakshabir jalasechanaihi tadgrihe yamadutascha durato varjayantihi. The messenger of Yamaraj stay far away from the house where tulsi plant is carefully protected, watered, and worshipped every day. Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, 145. Don't overwater her. Be very careful. Don't. This is part of Tulsi Amrita. It is a part of the book. Yeah. Yeah, we put it together. It's a lot of stuff. It's about 500 pages. It's a lot of stuff. A lot of glories of Tulsi. There's a couple of practical things. I put one. I put the light chart in there, and I put a Tulsi, a small altar design you can do. This is under editing now. I'm finishing editing of it. And it's going to be released as an e-book. We haven't printed it because it's a lot of cash, you know, to print it in, well, you know, 500 pages thick. When you do a print run of 2,000 run, that's not a cheap book, you know. And if you got multiple languages, then that's not a cheap book either, you know. So anyway, we'll first hand out e-books, you know, like that, and with the funds generated from that, we'll plow it into printed copies for old people that are interested in a printed book or something like that. We're not interested in downloads like that. Okay, hey, well, the rest we'll give later on. We'll give the rest later on. It's actually a lot more. It's like 50 more shlokas. Ha 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 ha